Words can hardly do justice to how much I missed you. I know what you must be thinking. That I've lost my mind or that I've gone crazy. That everything doesn't make sense right now. And I understand that I do. But you trust in me. And I won't let you down again, Bobby. This is everything to me. You're everything to me. And I know sometimes I might get carried away. Or maybe the world makes me seem like I'm someone else. Or like you don't know me at all. And that hurts my feelings that sometimes it ends up that way. But I promise you it's anything but that. I promised you I'd protect you, and I got so lost in things. There's been a lot of loss and pain between us, but it never took away that first love. That love I see even today, for all we've been through, for everything that life has put us through. We've made it through, we've fought, and we didn't give up. And we tried to be the heroes that we believe in. We try, and we don't give up. Isn't that what we promised? Even when we were doing simple things. Little things that don't matter. They matter to me. I can't tell you how many times, Puppy, I've almost lost myself. I've got another side to me. I know you've seen the signs. I don't have an excuse, but I'm still trying to be the good guy. I don't want to end up some kind of monster. So, sometimes I wonder if the path I've chosen, if All Might would be sad. I know. It's not that he's gone. He'll be back, I know it. It's just... something doesn't feel right. You picked up on that, huh? Guess I'm no good at hiding, right? Not that I was ever intending to. It's just hard to form words about it. This world of heroes and villains, it's taken its toll on all of us, and... I love you. And if you take nothing else from these words, understand I miss you. And I love you. And I need you so fucking bad. Pardon my language there, Puppy, but lately things have seemed more rough. Lately it's hard to see the light in things. It's hard to smile. Feels like a weight. That a smile has to mean something. That has to live up to a promise. A promise that I don't feel like I'm... No. No, it's nothing, Puppy. It's just... Sometimes I really do wonder if I'm cut out for this. I always dreamed of being a hero from the first day I had a chance. Hell, it was so much longer than that. Even after I was told I couldn't have a quirk, I still wanted to. I did my research. I did everything I could. Maybe it's stemming from that obsession. Puppy, I'm afraid of myself sometimes. Not because I want to be. Not because I think I'm some horrible person. But because all the things I don't know. And when I sit here, I get more and more questions. No, you're helping. You're helping, Puppy. I want you to know that. It's... Yeah. You've given me so much, and I just feel like... I get so in my head about things, and... Thanks, Puppy. You really are. are my puppy doll. And, well, more than that, you're my one special person above all the rest. The one who never once abandoned me and who gave me strength when I thought I couldn't have it anymore. I can't overemphasize this enough, but you saved me, you know. And whenever I get stuck in a train of thought that you know is no good for me, you help me escape it. You give me so much hope, and I'm so proud to have you in my life, to have you in my arms. To be honest, I almost forgot what it felt like, how happy I could be just being with you. I missed you, puppy. And I'm so lucky, so, so lucky to have you. No, it's like I said, it was never your fault, it was mine. I didn't give you enough time, puppy. I didn't include you in everything because I was afraid of hurting you. And I realized that fear has been one of the biggest problems I've had. Because every time I get that scared, I don't know what to do with myself because the thought of losing you, the thought of never being able to kiss you again, the thought of never being able to hear your gorgeous voice. Puppy, I can't do that. And I wouldn't be me anymore. Because there isn't me without you. And I know. That's not a very healthy way to do things in a relationship, but I am obsessed. And I won't even try and beat around the bush and tell you that I'm not. I'm crazy about you. But it's not for no reason. You made me crazy about you. I'm just happy it's the same, you know. I never knew what it was like to be in love until I met you. And I never want to know it ever again if it's not you. So this world gets fixed. I will stop at nothing to make sure it's a place that you can be safe. I know my methods are crazy, but you've got to trust me. Even if sometimes I have to be the bad guy, I promise I'm not really. I promise I haven't lost myself. I promise I'm doing everything I can to protect you, to make you feel safe. And yeah, you're right. I can't be spoiled as to expect you to understand everything. Especially when I'm not telling everything. But right now, I guess I just missed you so much that I kind of lost myself there. I kept thinking about you every time we were away, and I just missed your touch. I missed your everything. Everything about you makes me happy, and it makes me feel safe, and it makes me feel complete, like I don't have to be this or that. That I can be someone without being just what people see, what they expect. The next All Might or something. I realized somewhere along the way I looked at him was twisted. Not because he did anything wrong. Not even because I did anything wrong, but because circumstances were twisted. I've never felt more pain than the loss I felt. And I never want to lose you. I never want to lose you like I lost the others. I know. I know, honey. I get it. I know I won't lose you. Look at you, making such a serious conversation turn like this. You know, I'm glad you're like this. Because there's no two ways about it. I'm madly in love with you. And even if that means that I have some catching up to do or things to learn and stuff. Hey, you're always so full of teasing. And I admit I missed it. I can't help but be so happy. It might seem like something simple, but just knowing that you're comfortable enough to tease again, that's more than enough for me. I feel like everything's gonna be okay. I feel like I'm alive, that I'm finally well, and that things are not going down the drain. I only ever wanted that, you know? I never wanted for things to be too complicated. I'd never dreamed of complicated things because I myself don't really want things in life that are that complicated. But would it kill you to at least tell me how you feel? Thank you, puppy. Thank you for every word you spare to me. I'm thankful to have you in my life. I'm thankful for everything you've done for me. I'm thankful for you. Nothing will change that or ever take away from it, you know. I would never let it happen. And as much as this warm, happy meeting makes my heart glow, I just want you to know more than anything. I need you. I need you so badly. And I'm so, so lucky to have you. Thank you for being mine. Thank you for being everything that wasn't there to hurt me. I know I'm not alone. Even if it feels that way sometimes. Especially doesn't feel that way right now, though. Your weight against me is so comforting. Hearing your breath, it makes me smile. Feeling your heartbeat, it's more special to me than anything. I never, ever want you to go away. And I never want to leave this moment. And I will protect you, puppy. I get it, okay? I know you want to protect me too. And you have, and you can, and fine. Maybe I was being selfish, unfair, a lot of different things. But how could I not? Everything was on the line. Wasn't just... No. I'm not making excuses. I take responsibility for the things I didn't do proper. And I'll make sure I do everything else proper. You hear me? Everything. I'm not saying I won't make mistakes, jeez. You freaking tease. It's been a while since I've been able to laugh, but I feel so many emotions all at once, wrapping up like a rainbow of flourish, and I just... I must be the luckiest guy. Because I got my puppy right here. Because I've got you. You're not just my puppy. You're my everything. I'm just not creative enough with my words to be able to express it properly. But you knew that already. After all we've been through, all of the love and loss and pain, All of the troubles. All of the friendships, the bridges burned. It's been a wild ride. I have a feeling it's about to get a lot more wild. Hopefully in a good way. I didn't mean like that, you perv. I'm only joking. Jeez. You weren't joking? Well, I mean, I'm not saying you can't cuddle and do whatever you want, but are you sure? I was worried I broke your trust. And that was something I never, ever, ever want to experience. I was so nervous for a while that maybe I scared you off and I just... never know when to shut up, do I? Dummy, what do you think you're doing? You can't just... so suddenly... I... well, I mean... I'm not opposed to it. Just holding you is enough, but... being able to actually cuddle and... and the fact that you've stolen so many kisses... I guess you have to take responsibility, then. Come here. You can snuggle with me forever. I'll never get tired of it, you know? You're so cute, puppy. So damn cute. And I couldn't be more thankful. I know it's more word vomit, but... listen to me. No, not like that! You totally interrupted me there. Dummy. Two can play at that game. You know, I'm a lot stronger than I used to be. So it means... I'm not afraid to push you around, too. You're always the one. The one who pushed me around and teased. I'll show you that you're not the only one who could do that. That's right, puppy. I've learned a thing or two. Endlessly dreaming about you. Endlessly wishing... endlessly feeling all for you. Because it was all for you to begin with. I love you, puppy. And I probably said it a million times by now. But you bet I'll say it a million times more. And that's not just because of what you think. No, you... is that where my word vomit got me? Closer to you? Then I'll consider it a win. A small win, but not enough. What can I say, puppy? I'm greedy, and... as much as I'm tempted to just let you get away with anything. If I didn't put up some kind of a fight, what would nothing. No, it's... shut up. Who cares about anyone else? It's just me and you right now. You dummy. You certainly have a way with words, don't you? Stealing every kiss... you little... Not bad, right? Nervous, not in the slightest. Why would I... Hey! You're damn bold, you know that. I don't mind if this cuddle session goes crazy. Because I'd go crazy for you. Through a thousand lifetimes. If there are a thousand that we get, I hope I find you in each and every one. And that our romance, our love, and that we get to have the best, most fiery passion, just like now. Over. And over. And over again. You know how many times I've ached for you. I felt pain thinking about what it'd be like if you were missing me too, even though I kind of hoped you did. I did because I was jealous of everyone else at the same time. I was jealous of the world. I didn't want them to steal you away, and I didn't want anyone to try anything. I know you're not weak. You're strong, puppy. Maybe even stronger than me sometimes. But that doesn't mean I can't worry about you. And it definitely doesn't mean I'm gonna stop halfway. You started this little war. Hey, you can't go complaining about it if it goes crazy, okay? Dummy. Of course it's embarrassing if you do that. You're constantly in your own little world, aren't you? Fine. I'll play by your game, so you gotta... just... Puppy... I love you. I love you so much, so don't ever leave me. I'll never leave again. I promise. If we go through this, we do it together. I'll even show you my secrets, even what's behind that door. I'm not proud of my actions, but they were necessary. Now's not the time, is it? Way to go, me. I ruined the mood. Wait a second. What are you doing? Not my ear, dummy. It tickles when you do that. You really don't take me serious, do you? Or is it just that you like teasing that much? I can't tell anymore, but it doesn't matter. Because I know I love you. I'm sick of things being a question of this or that. I want to have some clear-cut answers. Why do you tease so much? Why are you such a love bully, huh? Who the heck taught you that in the first place? I swear to God. It wasn't me, was it? I mean, I know that there's been times when I get competitive and I might have gotten a little carried away. Yeah. You think? Now you're just toying with me more. Taking my curiosity and using it against me. I can't trust you like this. But who said we need trust right now? We don't. This means war. It's a declaration. Don't think I'll let you in that easy, dummy. What do you think? You're really on a power trip, huh? But it feels like old times, and I guess I realize why I fell in love with you in the first place. You weren't revolted by me. Nor did you see me as just another geeky guy around campus. Even then, I could tell you were different. Even if I found out the hard way with my nerves and taking you on that date to the museum. It was fun, I'd say. Even before everything fell apart. At least we didn't, right? Hey, what am I doing colluding with the enemy? Take this. You dummy. Of course I want more. I want that connection. That intimacy. Not because I'm craving something that's unnatural or crazy, but because I'm craving you. I've always been. Because you're so damn unfair. You're unfair and you're unpredictable and you're crazy and you're so goddamn perfect. And I want this love war to never end. It won't, right? You won't leave me in the dust, right? Promise? You have to super promise on that one. I don't even know if that's a thing. Hey, getting ahead of yourself, aren't you? Going for people's ears and necks isn't normal, and you dummy. Now look at what you made me do. Trying to distract me, huh? Distract me from my work even more. My work being toppling your rule of tyranny. You best prepare yourself, puppy. Because this might turn into a pillow fight. Or maybe something even more than... You little jerk. I'm not serious. Well, kind of serious. Because if you keep acting up like that, you're gonna make me think you're cuter than you already are. So shut up with your words, dummy. Who's the one talking too much now? What do you mean, me? You're the one who talks way too much. Well, so what if I do? It takes one to know one. Shut up, dummy. I asked you why. Never mind. Clearly, the only answers you're gonna give is fighting. Fighting with kisses and cuddles and those blowing on my ear and stuff. You really resort to all the dirty tricks. Are you sure you didn't become a villain? I guess if I fell for you, I might as well be too. I'm kidding. Or did you think I was serious? Me, a villain? Come on. That would never happen, right? I mean, maybe, but if we end up that way, you won't leave me, right? You let your guard down. Fool, you can't do anything to stop me now. I'm afraid, puppy. This war can't end. Because we're a perfect match for the other. And even if you... even if you use underhanded means, it doesn't mean I'm gonna give up. You're going to have to try a lot harder than that. So try it, puppy. Do your worst. Not quite good enough. I told you. We're an even match. So, how do we even go about settling the score then, huh? I wonder. If I didn't know any better, I'd say the score settling isn't gonna happen until we go all out, plus ultra. So, what you gonna do first? Or I guess a better question is, what are you gonna let me get away with first? Cause I'm winning this war. And even when I win it, it's gonna go on and on. And even then, you'll be sorry you messed with me. We'll see about that, puppy. Keep that cockiness about you. And I might just show you what it's like to face me in that way, too. Even I sometimes get embarrassed with all this. What? Gonna make fun of me? Or just tease more? Hey, no fair. You keep this up, then. There's only one thing left to do. You have only yourself to blame, puppy. Because I'm gonna take you down. And maybe go down on you. I mean, what? You'll have to figure that one out for yourself. You little... We'll see how long that smug attitude lasts. Besides, I know your weakness. Don't I? Good girl. You can't pretend that that doesn't make you weak at the knees sometimes. Or at least, that it doesn't make you... Hey! You're supposed to be affected by that. Don't tell me it wasn't enough. Dummy. Then just how am I gonna make you swoon for me? How am I gonna make you feel for just me? You're gonna make me have to dig deep, huh? Well, then why don't you take a seat? On my lap, of course, dummy. If we're gonna have a proper war, there's gonna be no distance between us. Don't get scared now. And don't regret it. You're gonna have something to say after all this. Even if it's my loss. You think you're in control, but it's not that simple, dummy. There's a lot more to this. You have to admit it. I got you. I got you good. Wait. Not my neck. You little... It's the way that you don't hesitate at all, puppy. The way your fingers trail down my chest. When your fingers wrap around me, I get weak at the knees. It's not fair. I'm not even standing. How can you make me quiver like this? What do you mean it's cute? You're cute. When I take care of you and make you feel it down there. Don't say that, dummy. You're my puppy. And, well, I won't let you win that easy. You've got plenty of weak spots, too. Like, when your man does this. When I get real close. When I take you from sitting on my lap to shoving you against the wall and looking you right in the eyes and telling you, I want my baby girl. You can't turn it around on me that easy. In fact, I'd like to see you try. Tommy, always getting way too ahead of yourself. The way you touch me, and the way you rub against me, it's intoxicating, and I just keep wanting more. More of it. Puppy, don't think you're gonna win like this, though. I'd like to see you try. I'm gonna show you why this war is already my victory.
Why, it's going to be non-stop, you dummy. When you're rubbing against my cock like this, when you're looking me in the eyes with those eyes that want so much, I... Oh, fuck. Two could play at that game, and if you're gonna touch me all over, you bet I'm going to touch you. And it's... Oh, puppy. Yeah, you're feeling it too, aren't you? Yeah, that slick body of yours waiting for more of my touch. You getting off on this just as much as me, aren't you? It feels so intense, because I'm so sensitive after not... Of course I couldn't do anything without you. You're way too out of control, but I don't care. I don't care what it takes as long as I get to experience all of you. Everything. You're my puppy doll. The only girl for me. Yeah? Well, how do you like it? When I get all touchy-feely. Puppy. Fuck yeah. Puppy. Between us, I don't want the love to be forgotten. And for as crazy as we might get, with our little competitive thing, I don't care what it takes, as long as I can make you smile, I'd do anything. Puppy, I love you. I love you so much. Hey, that wasn't a free range to attack. You sneaky little... I guess that's why... Even when you're out of control... I can't get enough of you, puppy. Because I miss this teasing, too. It makes me feel at home. Just don't think I'm gonna let you get away with it. I'll show you who's boss. Puppy. You make me feel so loved and so happy, puppy. And I'm so lucky to have you. I'm so lucky that you give me your time. You know, even that teasing side of you that always one-ups me, I'll never forget how many good feelings I've had since... You came into my life. I truly love you, puppy. Then, if you don't mind, excuse me. I'll be taking the lead. Gently. You don't need to worry about those things. Just relax, okay? I love you, puppy. Does my touch feel that good? Hearing your voice escape makes me want to tease you more. Makes me feel like you're not gonna win so easy. Puppy. You like it like this, don't you? We're both on the edge of something. Feelings, passion. When I look you in the eyes, I can barely utter the words because I'm so nervous, and it just feels so good. I need more of you, puppy. Touch me more, puppy. Does it feel good? You make me feel so good. I can barely hold back, puppy. If you keep touching me like that, of course, I won't be able to hold back anything. But that's probably what you're going for, isn't it? Idiots. Of course I want more. Oh, puppy. Oh God, puppy. Oh, puppy. Touch me more, puppy. Oh, fuck. Your hands are so perfect. And that look you have. Damn it. I told you I wouldn't let you in. And then you stopped. You crazy puppy. Oh, it's never too easy with you. Oh, puppy, I missed you. I don't care what happens or how much of a mess we become. I want you to feel with me. It was never about the war or about competition. It was only about you. Only ever about you. I love you. I need you. And I want you to. Puppy. More. It's your edging and that attitude of yours that I just can't keep up with sometimes because you're so fucking cute. You're so fucking hot. Puppy. Oh God, puppy. Puppy. You make me a mess every time, dummy. Puppy. Puppy. You never stop, do you? To the very end, you always give it your all. Share with me all those deepest, darkest feelings, and I love that. I love you, puppy. Puppy. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Puppy.
Nothing makes me happier than this. That look in your eye. The feeling of your warmth against me. Everything. You're just right, baby. And I don't want anyone else. You're my doll. You're my everything. And if I'll lose my mind for anyone, I'd keep it for you. That's not to say I'm just gonna let you get away with everything. You've been out of control for a while, and now you know that. Fuck. Just relax, puppy. You're getting out of hand. And besides, if you do that, I'll... You can't just start up so abruptly. Oh, puppy. 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 I love you, puppy. I need you, puppy. Oh, puppy. Oh, fuck me, puppy. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, puppy. You keep edging me like that. Oh, puppy. More. Just do more already. I didn't expect you to actually. Oh, puppy, I'm gonna come so much. Oh, don't stop, puppy, don't stop. Oh, puppy. Puppy. I missed you. Puppy. I just don't know how to let go. And whose fault is that, I wonder? Don't act all innocent right now, puppy. When you know damn well, you started all this. You made me like this. Just like I made you like that. Destroying each other and building each other back up. Is there a better way to live? I'm only kidding. But this war, this love tussle, and all the little details, they mean things to me. I love you, puppy. I love you. and I need you in equal parts. And yet even still, I can't help thinking, I've got it so good. You've made me so happy, puppy. Even if you can be impossible sometimes, like the teasing even right now. I'll forgive you for now, puppy. As long as you promise to never leave. I missed you too much. I longed for you. Every single day we were away was a day I'd rather be with you. Everything adds up so quick. And the story is only half told until you see it with your own eyes. Until you see what the world is and you stare it right in the eyes. You never really know, right? Just like with true love, I've stared you in the eyes and I realized I can't let anything get between us. And that idea, I admit it got twisted along the way. I got so full of myself with ideals of what I thought I needed to be. But I realized, puppy, I need to be what you need and what I am. I need to be myself, just like you do. I know, puppy. I know. The me from yesterday might not have had the resolve to say that. I might not have realized it at the time, but I do now. I realized that there's far too little time, far few moments in between. And I don't want to waste one wishing I did something else. I realized I can look back in the past as much as I want. I can focus on the sad if I want, and ruin my own day. But then, how would I be able to help you, puppy? How would I be able to be there for you? I couldn't, and that's just a fact. If I got caught in those terrible feelings, in that pit of darkness, I don't think there's anyone who can escape it. But together, it's not so hard, is it? It's like you're not alone and can actually put up a fight. I'm not saying either of us is weak, puppy, but I am saying that it's impossible to solve everything that simply, you know. You can't just choose to be strong. You have to choose and then work for it. Small steps that sometimes hurt, like walking through broken glass. And yet still, you and I continue. And we persist. And we keep fighting, puppy. We keep fighting until we get to our dreams. I love you, puppy. And I want, if nothing else, for you to feel safe and loved, special, and even more than that. All of this reminds me of everything, and I know there's some good and bad. It's all jumbled up. But I want to go back to that good time. I want to see this story through. And I know it's nowhere near over. But I'll still hope and wish in vain, even, that I get another moment with you. And with that, I think you're overdue for some revenge. Just relax, puppy. Now I've got you. Now I'm gonna hold you in a way that makes you so comfortable, so happy, that you'll lose your mind just for me. To cuddles! I'm gonna win this time. Even though it was kind of like a draw, but... Sheesh. You really don't know when to quit, huh? Fine. Dummy.